Just imagine you're walking through the jungle. Back in the age of dinosaurs, you come to a clearing, and there you see your favorite dinosaur, say a T-Rex, and it's covered in feathers, blue ones, or maybe pink. Yep, a new find in Siberia raises the possibility that all dinosaurs had feathers, not just the later ones that became birds. You can see an artist's take on that possibility at PRI.org, courtesy of the journal Science. Michael Balter has an article in Science about that new find.
There's a lot of really big questions which this new discovery could help to answer. Just how deep does birdiness go in evolutionary terms?
Birdiness?
Birdiness.
Is that a real word?
It actually is a word that I think I kind of made up, but our editors let me get away with that. And birdiness is, in other words, the question is that I raised in the article that I wrote about this was that we know that birds are dinosaurs, but when did dinosaurs start becoming birds? How early did that evolutionary process take place? And there's no sort of clear dividing line between what's a flying dinosaur and what's a bird. But the new discovery indicates that birdiness, as I call it, really probably arose very, very early in dinosaur evolution. And part of the reason that this new discovery is important is that this new dinosaur, Calendodromius, is about as far away in terms of evolutionary relatedness from birds as you can pretty much get. So it implies that maybe even all dinosaurs had feathers going back to the very beginning, or that at least a large number of them did.
So someone's going to have to redo Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park needs to be badly updated. With feathers.
So we're joking here, but are you really saying that Velociraptor and T-Rex might have had feathers?
Absolutely. Well, Velociraptor most definitely did. T-Rex, quite possible. And I think that what's probably going to happen now is that scientists are going to be going back and looking at their specimens and see if they can find signs of these feathers. So it is actually possible, based on this new discovery, that all dinosaurs could have had feathers. And that shouldn't really surprise us, because dinosaurs were trying to keep warm. Dinosaurs were trying to keep their eggs warm.
But if T-Rex was yellow, that's a big deal.
Well, you know, T-Rex had to reproduce, and a male T-Rex that was really multicolored, kind of like a peacock, would presumably have been pretty attractive to female T-Rexes, and therefore would have done better reproductively and helped it to survive.
I don't know. It seems to take something away from T-Rex if it had feathers. I mean, we picture it sort of kind of monochrome and scary. If it were blue and yellow, I think that, it's just not the same animal.
Well, let me put it this way. If you were walking through the jungle or the tropics where T-Rex lived and you saw its big jaws, I think you'd run away no matter what color it was.
Blue, yellow, pink, whatever. You still run.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. Michael Balter is contributing correspondent with the journal Science. Michael, thanks a lot.
You're very welcome.